very substantial talks going on with respect to Iran with the right people. You know, I told you about a present, right? Steve, can I reveal the present?
You can do anything you want.
Thank you. They said to show you the fact that we're real and solid and we're there. We're going to let you have eight boats of oil. Eight boats. Eight big boats of oil. This was 2 days ago. And they'll sail up tomorrow. That was 3 days ago. And I didn't think much about it. And then I watched the news, and they said, a very good anchor, actually. Happened to be Fox. But I watched it, and he said, something's unusual happening. There are eight boats that are going right up the middle of the Hormuz Strait. Eight big tankers are going loaded up with oil right through. And I said, well, I guess they were right, and they were real. And I think they were Pakistani flagged.
Yes.
And I said, well, I guess we're dealing with the right people. And actually, they then apologized for something they said, and they said, we're going to send two more boats. And it ended up being 10 boats, all right? I hope I haven't screwed up your negotiations, but I thought it was appropriate to say, because I did taunt you the other day by saying they're going to give us a present.
This is my video update on this Friday afternoon, March the 27th, coming to you from Nicosia, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news. And let's start things off with the news that the U.S. will be sending 10,000 troops to Iran. This will consist of infantry. We're also talking about armored vehicles. This is in addition to the 5,000 Marines who are already, or should be already, in the area. And also in addition to the reports that the 82nd Airborne will be deployed to the region. So the Trump administration, they are talking about winding down the war and negotiations taking place with some shadow leader who the Trump administration has not fully identified. They've hinted at the parliament speaker, but that's not 100%. Then you have this escalation, an increase in the troops being deployed to the region. Trump also posted on Truth Social that he's going to extend the power plant attacks, or the pause in the power plant attacks, to 10 days, 10 more days. So we had the weekend warning, then we had the five-day pause, and now it has been extended to 10 days because the negotiations are moving along. That is what Trump posted on his Truth Social. This is coming from Axios. Pentagon weighs sending 10,000 more combat troops to the Middle East. So it's not a done deal just yet, but for them to post this, to report this, must mean that the decision has already been made. The Wall Street Journal is also running with the same news. The Pentagon weighs sending 10,000 more ground troops to the Middle East. That's coming from the WSJ. Here is what Trump posted on Truth Social. He said, as per Iranian government request, they requested it. The Iran government requested it because they are calling him. They are calling him every day, according to Trump. Please let this statement serve to represent that I am pausing the period of energy plant destruction by 10 days to Monday, April 6, 2026, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Talks are ongoing, and despite erroneous statements to the contrary by the fake news media and others, they are going very well. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. So these negotiations with this shadow leader could be the Speaker of the Parliament. Doubt it, because he seems to be a big-time hardliner. But these negotiations are going very well. The reports are that the Vice President, J.D. Vance, is going to make his way to the region, maybe Pakistan, maybe Turkey, where they will sit down, the United States will sit down with these Iranian leaders, and they're going to hammer out some sort of a ceasefire based on the 15-point peace plan. So we got the Trump 10-day extension to the power plant strikes, the 10-day pause, taking us to April 6th as the negotiations play out. And Trump is saying that the U.S. is winning the war. They're winning bigger than any country has won in any war ever. That's how big the United States is winning, according to Trump. They're winning so much, no one's ever seen anything like it. That's what Trump is saying. No one's ever seen anything like the winning that the United States is doing in this war with Iran. Never seen anything like it. I'm not even sure what that means when he says that. Are you saying that in the history of all the wars, that there's never been this lopsided of a victory than what is happening right now between the United States and Iran? Is that what Trump is saying? That's a pretty bold statement. That's a big statement to make. So Trump also, as he was talking about the negotiations with the media at the Oval Office, he mentioned that this shadow Iranian leader has presented Trump with a gift. And that gift is, well, he talked about that gift a couple of days ago. He revealed that gift. He's revealed what that gift was. And this Iranian leader presented him with a gift of 8 big ships full of oil. That was the gift that he was talking about 3 days ago. And everyone was kind of scratching their heads saying, what is he talking about? What gift is he talking about? And Trump alluded to a gift of oil and gas, but he wouldn't get into the details. Well, he was at this meeting in the White House speaking to the media, and Witkoff was giving his update on everything that was negotiated with Iran. So that's what Witkoff was doing. And then Trump asked Witkoff, "Hey, Steve, should I tell everybody what the gift is that I received from this shadow Iran leader?" And Witkoff said, "Sure." And Trump said it was 8 big ships full of oil. And then Trump said that the Iran leader actually threw in 2 more ships after he apologized to the United States. So this shadow Iranian leader gave Trump a total of 10 big ships full of oil and an apology. And this was all confirmed, Trump's words, not mine, confirmed by Fox News. Yep, Fox News reported on ships under a Pakistan flag that were allowed passage through the Strait of Hormuz. And that's what this shadow Iranian leader told Trump was going to happen. And Fox News said that they're seeing some ships gain passage through the Strait of Hormuz, and he put 1 and 1 together, and that was it. He's got his gift. The Iranian leader told him 10 ships, and
Fox News confirmed 10 ships. What was he talking about? What is he talking about? What kind of madness is this? Who is he talking to? Who is Trump talking to? Who's this shadow Iranian leader? Who is this guy? Mr. President, does Trump even know who this shadow Iranian leader? I bet you Trump doesn't even know who it is. I bet you Rubio and Lindsey Graham and Waltz and all of these guys are keeping the name secret of this Iran shadow leader. So they're going to reveal his identity to the president. Mr. President, I've got the shadow Iranian leader on the phone. Very good. I like it. Now I'm going to find out who this Iran shadow leader is, who has gifted me 10 big boats full of oil. Hello, Mr. Shadow Leader of Iran. What should I call you? Mr. Trump, you can call me Supreme Leader Zelensky. What do you think, Podolyak? Supreme Leader Zelensky? Yes, Supreme Leader Zelensky. You're very welcome for the 10 big boats full of oil. Ah, Supreme Leader Zelensky. That name sounds familiar. Anyway, no matter. So, Supreme Leader Zelensky, I see that you're a very serious person and that we can negotiate. What do you want so that we can wind down this war and you can capitulate to me? Mr. Trump, what I require from you is money and homes. Yes, money and homes. I want homes in New York. I want homes in Los Angeles, in Miami, in Paris, in London, in Toronto, in Sydney. And where else, Podolyak? Get some homes in South America somewhere. Rio de Janeiro, Buenos Aires. That's it. Oh, you're a very reasonable man, Mr. Supreme Leader Zelensky. Consider it done. It's Zelensky in disguise, everybody. He's the shadow Iran leader. He's playing the part of the shadow Iran leader. Oh, boy. So, it's all on Vance. Everything comes down to Vance. He's going to be the lead negotiator at these talks. And according to Axios, if Vance can't get a deal, then there will be no more deals. That is what Axios is reporting. Meanwhile, we have the Tehran Times, which is running an article with the title, Pigs Will Fly Before a Trump Deal Happens. That is what the Tehran Times is running with. Pigs will fly before a deal happens. There are reports which do claim that there are messages being passed on between the United States and Iran through mediators. They are passing messages between each other using Egypt, using Qatar, using the UK. So this is happening. And maybe there are some further discussions that are taking place with various officials. Yesterday, I mentioned that the Trump administration removed from their kill list the Speaker of the Parliament and the Foreign Minister Araghchi, so that they can speak with the U.S. But that appears to be where we are with regards to negotiations or talks that are taking place. So let's discuss the weapons situation. We have reports from the think tank called RUSI, which is the Royal Navy think tank, which claims that the United States is running low on weapons, running low on interceptors, not only the United States, but Israel. And this is what the Royal United Services Institute is saying. For defense and security, warns that Israel has used most of the Arrow 2 and 3 interceptors, while U.S. THAAD missiles protecting Gulf allies are heavily depleted. The report highlighted the stark cost imbalance between Iran's cheap attacks and the expensive interceptors defending against them. So running out of the interceptors would explain why the Iranian drone and missile strikes, especially into Israel, have apparently been very successful. Nothing left to knock those missiles down. And Brian Berletic's video that he published today, he talked about how Iran is now launching consistently an average of 30 missiles every day into Israel and into the Gulf. Yeah, that's not going to work. And into the Gulf nations consistently, 30 missiles every day. So that's what's going on with the weapons situation, and it's getting so bad that the United States is now going to be diverting weapons that were meant for Project Ukraine to the Middle East. And this is pissing off the Europeans. What do you guys think? What do you think? Let's do it. All right, we made it. And the reason it's pissing off the Europeans is because this money was meant to go to Project Ukraine. This was part of the program known as PURL, P-U-R-L, which stands for, one second, Prioritized Ukraine Requirements List. It's even in the title, Prioritized Weapons for Ukraine. PURL is a U.S. organized scheme that collected cash from other NATO members to make Ukraine the priority recipient of weapons. Now we have the Pentagon saying that they need to restock the U.S. military's inventories, and instead of sending weapons to Ukraine, they're going to take this money, the $750 million that has been collected from NATO countries, and they're going to use it for this war and in order to replenish the U.S. military stocks. The Europeans put money into this fund thinking that the money would go to Le Gobelin Vert, and 10% for the big guy. And instead, the United States is going to take this money and they're going to use it for themselves so that they can wage the war in Iran and give the money to their own military industrial companies, industrial complex companies, not for Ukraine. So embarrassing for the NATO member states to have this happen to them. So embarrassing. So Zelensky is on a Middle East tour. He just wrapped up his European tour. He wrapped that up last week. And now he's on the Middle East leg of his world tour. And he is meeting with Saudi Arabia today. And he's going to be visiting other countries, and he is going to be selling Ukraine's drone expertise to the Gulf countries. Zelensky kicks off surprise Gulf States tour with defense pitch. Alensky's always finding the angle to make an extra buck here and there, huh? Always trying to find an angle, that Alensky. So he signed a defense pact today with Saudi Arabia, and the Ukraine drone experts, they're already in Saudi Arabia, and they're already consulting with the Saudis and helping them out to deal with the Iranian drones. If Saudi Arabia had paid me, I don't know, a couple $100, I would have given them the solution. I would have helped them out. It's real simple. Saudi Arabia, if 20 drones are fired into Saudi Arabia, just say that you knocked down 30 drones. That's the way Ukraine does it. That's their technique. That's their expertise. Their expertise is whatever drones were fired, were launched at you, just say you knocked down those drones plus 5 or plus 10. And there you have it. That's how you do it. That's how Ukraine has been doing it. That's the Ukraine drone interceptor math. What else is the Green Goblin up to? He needs $52 billion to keep his country going. And there's a lot of fear and anxiety in Kiev at the moment because they have not yet received the $90 billion EU loan, which is not really a loan. It's the EU giving Ukraine money, so they have not received the $90 billion gift, which, of the $90 billion, $60 billion will be going to the United States. Imagine that. $60 billion will be going to the military companies, but a lot of those companies are the US-based companies, so they'll be getting a nice chunk of that $90 billion euro gift to Ukraine, and then you have about $30 billion, which will actually be going to the Alensky government so that they can keep things running. And Hungary is in the way. They are not approving the $90 billion gift that the EU is trying to get to Ukraine. Ukraine is now saying that they need $52 billion to keep things going. They need this money by June. It used to be April, but now it's June. So they need the money by June or else the government is going bankrupt and the military is going to be out of money as well. From Bloomberg, Ukraine is running out of cash to pay for the war as aid falters. And as I mentioned, 60% of that $90 billion will be going to the military companies. And many of those companies are US-based. And so what is happening now? Check this out. Check this out, just so we understand how much of a racket war is. The US Senate is now placing or about to place sanctions on Hungary. US senators target Hungary with sanctions bill over Russian energy ties and Ukraine obstruction. So what these US senators are looking to enact is an act called the Block Putin Act. That's what they're calling this, the Block Putin Act. But it's going to be against Orban and Hungary because they're upset that Orban is holding up the $90 billion. And they're going to place sanctions on Orban or Orban government officials. And they're going to put travel restrictions and basically punish Orban because he is not greenlighting the $90 billion to go to the Green Goblin. Bipartisan U.S. senators have introduced the Block Putin Act, which would impose visa bans on Hungarian officials accused of enabling Russian energy purchases and blocking EU aid to Ukraine. That's the key part, blocking the $90 billion to Ukraine, because $60 billion of that money is going to go to the military. And of that $60 billion, I imagine a big chunk of that military money would be going to MIC companies. And of course, you got the 10% for the big guy. We can never forget 10% for the big guy. Who's the big guy nowadays? It ain't Bidenopolis. It is not Bidenopolis, but we'll get to Bidenopolis in a bit because he is making the news. So that's what's going on with Alensky and with Project Ukraine. We have reports that the UAE is putting together a coalition to open up the Strait of Hormuz. From the Wall Street Journal, the UAE stands up to Iran. And from the Financial Times, the UAE pushes for international force to reopen Strait of Hormuz. Now, things are bad for the UAE, really bad for the UAE, bad for Dubai, which was the oasis of security and stability, prosperity. Come to Dubai. Everything is safe and stable. Build your business, build your life in Dubai. That dream has been shattered, and the UAE is not blaming Trump. They're blaming Iran. So now they're trying to put together some sort of a coalition to open up the Strait of Hormuz. If the United States is not able to open up the Strait of Hormuz, why would the UAE believe that they will be able to put together some sort of a coalition of GCC countries to open up the Strait of Hormuz? It's not happening. It is not going to happen. What we will be waiting for is this ground operation. If this ground operation is going to happen, then that's what we're going to be waiting for, to see if there's going to be any way to open up the Strait of Hormuz, if that's even possible. Let's see what the Pentagon and Pete Hegseth are cooking up. The military mastermind known as Pete Hegseth. So I was watching a video of a tanker on fire, and the tanker, allegedly, the video shows a tanker that tried to pass through the Strait of Hormuz without paying the $2 million in Chinese yuan, but $2 million in Chinese yuan fee to Iran. And so it tried to move through the Strait of Hormuz without paying the toll, and it got demolished. I have not been able to confirm the video that I saw on social media. It looks legit, but it might be fake. Either way, the reports are that this tanker tried to make it through, and then it got destroyed. So should we talk about Bidenopolis? Do I have anything else to discuss with Iran? With Le Gobelin Vert? No, I do not. We can go to Bidenopolis. Just the News ran a story claiming that the U.S. intercepted Ukraine government messages discussing a plot to route money to Biden re-election. So what was going on here? This is a story from Just the News. Allegedly, what was happening in 2022. What was happening was that money was going to Ukraine under the cover of USAID. It was some sort of USAID project to build infrastructure in Ukraine, and this money was then going to be funneled out of Ukraine and sent back to the Biden campaign. And what they were going to do was that over time, they were going to announce that this project to build infrastructure was not moving along. It had been killed, and it would have been so hard to actually track the funds and see what had happened, that the money would have been forgotten, and that would have been it. And that's how the washing machine works. And that was the plan, according to Just the News. Actually, U.S. President Trump even posted about this on Truth Social. Hey, my friend. So let me read you a little bit of what Just the News was saying. They were confident the project would be funded initially, even though at some time in the future, the project would be disapproved as unnecessary. At this time, the money would already be allocated and impossible to return or use for a different purpose. The report added, and this is a report that that Tulsi Gabbard has, and she's now investigating everything to see if this report is legit and to see if they can figure out who was behind all of this and if there really was money sent. They don't even know if there really was money sent to some infrastructure project or if the money that was sent made it back to the United States for the Biden campaign. But that's an update with that interesting report. Caught the attention of Trump. Trump has not done anything with regards to the 2020 election, with regards to all of that stuff, the USAID. Remember USAID? Elon Musk and Doge? Whatever happened to all of that? Nothing. Nothing happened. Promises made, promises kept. Let's not talk about it. Let's not talk about it. Trump is winning big. He's winning big. He's winning bigger than anyone has ever won before. Just focus on those words. No one has ever won in the way that the United States is winning in this war. Just focus on that. Let's not question anything else. So an update on the UK's initiative to seize Russian tankers. Keir Starmer, 008, the most boring man in politics, he announced yesterday that he will green light the UK seizing the Russian shadow fleet tankers. And we already have France. They're already patrolling or blockading the Mediterranean. And now we have the UK. They're going to be blockading and monitoring their area, their seas. Of course, we have the Baltic area as well. And so this is the overall general blockade strategy that is now forming. And Moscow has responded to Keir Starmer's announcement that the UK plans to seize Russian shadow fleet tankers. We have shadow fleets. We have a shadow Iranian leader. You see, I can play that game too. I can play their marketing game. They say shadow fleet. I say shadow Iran leader. Okay, so there we go. We can play the shadow game. But here is what Moscow is. Here's Moscow's response to the UK's announcement that they're going to be engaging in some piracy. Moscow slammed the UK plan to seize tankers suspected of carrying Russian oil. The Russian embassy in London has condemned the move as piracy. As predicted by myself, a strongly worded statement. That is Russia's reply to this announcement. You know, let's see what happens. As I said in my video update yesterday, let's see what happens when the first tanker is seized. Let's see if the UK can seize the tanker. Do they have any ships or any military personnel to actually seize the tanker? I don't know. But let's see if they do have the ability to seize a tanker, to engage in a little bit of piracy, pirate Starmer. And if it's a Russian flag tanker, well, that will make things very interesting. If it's not a Russian flag tanker, then my prediction is that Russia's not going to do anything at all. But if it is flying under a Russian flag, then things could get very hot. So let's do a clown world. And for today's clown world, we go back to Fox News and to US President Trump. Trump loves his Fox News. He loves his Fox News. 10 big ships full of oil. That is what the Fox News host confirmed. Hey, Podolyak, what is this guy talking about, this President Trump? Who cares, Mr. President? As long as he gives us some homes, you keep on pretending that you're the supreme leader. I can do this. I'm an actor. This is what I do. I can play many parts, Podolyak. I'm a very versatile actor. So on Fox News, Fox and Friends, Trump called in, and this is incredible. I can't believe the U.S. president was talking about this to the world. He brought up the supreme leader, the new supreme leader, and his sexual orientation. During a live phone interview earlier with Fox News, President Trump was asked if he had been told by the CIA that Khamenei, Iran's supreme leader, and the son of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was gay, to which Trump responded, "Well, they did say that, but I don't know if it was only them. I think a lot of people are saying that," which puts him off to a bad start in that particular country. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Is that what winning looks like? Is this what winning looks like? That's not even good war propaganda. It's not even good freaking war disinformation. Trump, what is going on with the Trump administration? Anyway, I'm going to end the video there. TheDuran.locals.com. We're on X. We are on Rumble and Telegram. Also on Substack. So check us out on Substack. And go to the Duran shop, pick up some merch. I will see everyone tomorrow. All those links are in the description box. Down below, the fortress that is Nicosia, Cyprus, everybody.